Hi, I'm Dominique Gabrew.
And I'm Alan Kennitzer. And you're listening to The Air Up There, a podcast about the wide world of aviation and aerospace. A few weeks ago, we spoke with FAA drone expert Danielle Corbett to gain a better understanding of how drone pilots can fly safely and in line with FAA rules. That topic was actually a request from our social media audience. And if you haven't listened to it yet, pause this episode and do that first.
Danielle was super helpful, and that episode is packed with information. But drone piloting is a pretty big topic, and we needed more than one episode to talk about it. So to continue that conversation, this week we're talking about drone entrepreneurship.
What do you mean by drone entrepreneurship, Dominique?
Well, we're going to hear directly from a drone entrepreneur later on in this episode, but as I've mentioned before, I really love photography, and that's the reason I've personally been considering buying a drone of my own. And after talking with Danielle, I realized that there are some key differences between flying for fun and flying for business. So if I do decide to get a drone and get the proper certifications, I could turn drone photography into my own little side business.
That's a great idea. Using drones for business is truly cutting edge. So what kinds of certifications do drone pilots need to be aware of?
I'm glad you asked. Our listeners can find all of this information in greater detail on faa.gov/UAS, but most pilots using their drone for business purposes will want to get familiar with something called Part 107. Basically, Part 107 is the FAA's rule for certificated drone pilots, including those flying for commercial or business purposes. There are a few requirements, including a knowledge test, drone registration, an age requirement, and a few other things to keep in mind. So if you're considering flying for business reasons, head to faa.gov/UAS first.
And the business possibilities are vast. In addition to photography, drones can be used to conduct building inspections, to survey agriculture, and for a variety of other important functions.
And Alan, that's the perfect segue to my conversation with Enno Uumo. He's the co-founder of the Global Air Drone Academy, an organization working hard to help young people realize the entrepreneurial benefits of drone piloting. Enno gives us insight into the endless possibilities in the drone world. He also helped us consider why it's so important that we're teaching future generations of drone pilots how to fly safely as they consider those opportunities.
But before we hear that interview, we have a quick disclaimer to read. Reference in this podcast to any specific commercial products, process, service, manufacturer, company, or trademark does not constitute endorsement or recommendation by the U.S. government, DOT, or the FAA. As an agency of the U.S. government, the FAA cannot endorse or appear to endorse any specific product or service.
Thanks, Alan, and sorry I always make you read the disclaimer. Thanks so much for being here with us, Enno. I am really excited to hear a little bit more about you and about the work that you do with the Global Air Drone Academy. So why don't we start off? Could you just, you know, introduce yourself and introduce the Global Air Drone Academy to us?
Sure. So my name is Enno Uumo, and I'm the co-founder of the Global Air Drone Academy. We started the academy back in 2016. But before then, we actually started our commercial arm, which is called Global Air Media. So we first got into the drone industry. Of course, like other entrepreneurs here, there's so many applications in so many different industries. We wanted to be, you know, one of the first, you know, on the ground floor. So we did our, you know, proper research, you know, before getting into the industry. And, you know, we were providing services in the real estate field, for, you know, construction site mapping, for, you know, other, you know, uses as well. And, you know, we realized that the industry really wasn't going to grow unless more people generally understood, you know, about drone technology, and not just using drones for, you know, cool pictures and video, but, you know, how to use drones to save lives. So once we, you know, understood the power of education, you know, when it comes to the industry, we really decided to, you know, dive headfirst, you know, into the industry. We started the academy to reach youth and adults. to of course teach the youth about drone technology, but we related more to STEAM, you know, education, the science, technology, engineering, the arts, and math. And then for adults, we focus on industry specific training and really empowering them to become licensed so they can also start their businesses as well. So that's some of the things that we do here at the Academy.
Amazing. Thank you so much. Why drones? What got you interested in drones to begin with?
Yeah, so I think at the time, I was really just, you know, looking for a career change. And to be honest, I realized I wasn't as passionate about my, you know, former line of work. But I did have some experience in the construction field, project management, and what have you. And yeah, I just didn't really feel like that was, you know, my passion or my calling. So once I, you know, of course, picked up a drone for the first time, I was just blown away with, you know, the capabilities and, you know, really, you know, you could become, you know, a cinematic a filmmaker, you know, in a matter of minutes, you know, just by putting the drone up. So that, you know, drew me in. And once I, you know, was able to figure out how to actually put a business together, you know, that was, you know, that was really impactful as well. So, you know, I've always just been into, you know, tech and innovation. And I think it was, you know, again, a matter of timing as well. But yeah, it just was, you know, a matter of picking the drones at that point.
That's really cool. And actually, up until, you know, moments ago when you mentioned that that your company, you know, will fly around construction sites, it didn't really occur to me. I'm very new to drones as, you know, as a field, and it didn't really occur to me that there was a practical application for, you know, project monitoring.
Yeah. Yeah. Construction sites. So one of the main things that we do is we create 2D and 3D models of, you know, these large project areas. The issue is a lot of the project managers, they use Google Earth and Google Maps, which can be outdated. And they use, you know, satellite imagery, which is very low resolution compared to what you can get with drones. So we, you know, fly the drones, they perform, you know, certain missions. We actually have software that stitches the images that we take, stitches it together to create, you know, a 2D and 3D model. So the project managers are able to see in real time, you know, what's going on their site. Stakeholders who, you know, may not even be in the city or state can also see, you know, right then and there what's going on the site. So tremendous for progress updates and real-time mapping.
That's incredible.
Yeah, of course.
So I'd love to hear a little bit more about your work with young people. At the FAA, we know that, you know, the aerospace industry really is growing at a rapid rate, especially with new branches of the industry like, you know, drones. Why do you feel it's so important to teach young people about the world of drones?
I would say, you know, one of the real reasons we got into the industry is because, you know, we realized that it's such new technology. To us, you know, the adults who are, you know, using this, the next generation really, you know, are going to be the ones who take it to the next level and, you know, see problems, you know, in the world. And they're going to be ones that put together, you know, the solution to find it. Another big reason was, you know, we saw that a lot of these youth were getting the same type of drones that professionals are using on a daily basis, but they weren't also being trained to the level that, you know, the professionals need to be trained. So if it's for, you know, Christmas or birthdays, we have Phantom Fours, you know, that students and youth are getting. So, you know, how do we make sure that they also are receiving the training that they need to know, you know, how high you should fly, or, you know, you just shouldn't be flying over people. So some of the basic rules and regulations. And then also, you know, with the licensing, you know, you only have to be 16, you know, years old to get your full, you know, FAA certification. So, you know, knowing about the industry, knowing the benefits of it, I mean, that starts, you know, at a young age. So we go as young as 8, you know, normally in our classes. And again, we always say it's bigger than drones. Of course, you know, it's drone focused, but we really just want them to learn, you know, skills that they can use outside of drones altogether. We really ultimately want them to get a career in STEAM. That's essentially our goal.
That's amazing. And so as part of your curriculum, are you teaching, you know, how to build a drone? Do you get into like the engineering of it? Are you sort of touching on entrepreneur skills or entrepreneurial business skills?
Yeah, all of the above. So we do coding and programming. We use the DJI Tello a lot for our workshops, and students are able to learn in Scratch, general block coding, Python, you know, Java. So it really is a tremendous, you know, classroom tool for them to, you know, get those skills under. And then, of course, you know, drone building is not enough to just, you know how to fly the drone, but how they're put together, when the drone crashes, you know, how to fix it. So you don't have to send it off to, you know, out of the country to, you know, whatever manufacturer. So, you know, these are definitely the skills. And then we also, of course, do entrepreneurship training as well. So we have the students work on their own like business plans, where they're actually able to, you know, conceptualize a drone idea, come up with a problem statement, a solution, work as a team, you know, to really put the plan together. And then we always have them, you know, present, you know, to their peers, to their group, you know, about their project. And it's, you know, just a really, really awesome time for the kids to come together, you know, work as a team. And they're doing something really, really practical. I mean, you'd be surprised. I mean, how, you know, many kids don't even understand how to put together a business, you know. So going through an exercise like this really, you know, helps bring it home and makes it real, you know, for them.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's incredible the breadth of information that you're working with, you know, with these young people. It's so important. What's it like working with such a diverse group of students from around the world? Because you're not just working with students who are based in the U.S., right?
Currently, we've conducted workshops in 9 different countries around the world. A lot of our work has been done in partnership with the U.S. State Department, with the various embassies that we have in each of those countries. But yeah, it's honestly incredible to be able to work with students from, you know, different continents. Most of these students, I mean, they know about drones. They've at least seen a drone. They've seen someone flying a drone, so it's not like totally brand new to them. But, you know, what makes our program different is, as I mentioned, you know, we have a commercial, you know, side of business as well. So we bring those real world experiences into the classroom. And, you know, the students just want to learn, you know, more about, you know, how drones are being used in the real world. So, for instance, last year, once everything started to shut down for COVID, we ran a free program online every Wednesday. It was called the Virtual Drone Club. And we would have students calling in from, you know, Nigeria, Kenya, of course, you know, here in the U.S. I think I saw U.K., you know, was there quite a bit. And it was the same time, you know, same place, you know, every week. So to have, you know, students interacting with each other, and we would, you know, say, hey, what country are you from? And everyone would, you know, put up their, you know, their country. So that type of interaction is priceless, you know, in my opinion. And again, to be able to teach them something tangible on top of that, it just, you know, means everything to us.
Yeah. I mean, your passion definitely shines through. Enno, what's the best part of your job?
I would say the best part of the job is to really just wake up and do what I love to do. You know, we tell students all the time, I mean, you know, follow your passion when you are, you know, deciding what you want to do in life. I wasn't even, you know, I was 28, you know, when I finally decided to start, you know, start this company. So your passion may not come, you know, until later on. But once you do find it, you know, stick to it. And, you know, they say, I mean, when you do what you love, you'll essentially never work a day, you know, in your life. And I love to just, you know, get up and, I mean, it's an awesome job, you know, to be able to just fly drones and talk about drones all day. I mean, it's, you know, it's pretty, pretty cool. So, on top of that, you know, we get to travel. Some of the places I've been to, I never thought that I would be able to, you know, even go to, but let alone, you know, now working there and being able to, you know, impact the community. So definitely the travel, you know, the fact that I love, you know, what I do. I mean, those are definitely big factors. And regardless of the situation, you know, yeah, we're always happy to do what we do.
Can you tell us about any, you know, memorable standout classroom moments where you notice your students having an aha moment?
Yes, definitely. So we do see a lot of that with our business plan competitions, you know, that we do and having them go through that process. But I can remember definitely there was a workshop, one of our actually first workshops that we did back in 2016 at a summer camp. And one of the students, you know, at the end of the camp, they said, you know, when I came here, I wanted to be a nurse. And after going through the program, now I want to be like an engineer. So, you know, that was just, you know, mind blowing, you know, to us that they were able to take that experience and really, you know, figure out on their own, like, you know, this is actually what I want to do. I like building things. I like, you know, putting it together and seeing it, you know, fly. So that's why we do this. You know, we want to inspire them, encourage them to, you know, again, look into STEAM careers. We're just using drones, you know, as a way to do that. So we get, you know, feedback all the time. And, you know, of course, we're just I consider us still a new company, about, you know, five years old now. But, you know, soon enough, we're going to really see, you know, where these students, you know, end up and what type of careers, you know, they choose. So, you know, if one decides to start their own drone business, you know, hey, I'd be happy from there. But yeah, we're very optimistic about their future for sure.
Eno, thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us today. Before we go, is there anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners?
If you want to find out, you know, more about us, of course, you can visit our website. We're at globalairdroneacademy.org, and then you can just search Global Air Drone Academy on any of the, you know, major social platforms, and you'll definitely find us, and, you know, reach out to us. If you want to, you know, learn about something or a subject, and, you know, we get inquiries, you know, all the time from schools and parents and even kids, you know, wondering how they can take advantage, you know, of the classes as well. So, and, you know, any entrepreneur would tell you, you know, you have to just, you know, stay committed, stay optimistic. And the work is out there, but drones are here to stay. They're not going anywhere. And, you know, we want to help just develop it. So, yeah, just encouraging everyone to keep going.
Drones are definitely here to stay. Thank you so much. This was an amazing conversation.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for having me. And yeah, so great to partner with you all.
Eno's words were incredibly inspiring, and it's clear that he's passionate about his work. If there are other educators out there interested in learning more about drones for education purposes, we have resources on our website. We'll link that information in this week's show notes.
We hope that today's episode got your wheels turning. And that's our show.
You can stay up to date on all things drone by following the FAA's drone Twitter and Facebook pages at FAA Drone Zone.
The Air Up There is a podcast from the Federal Aviation Administration. If you liked this episode, be sure to subscribe and share it with someone else. Maybe you can be like Eno and help introduce a young person to the exciting world of drones.
Thanks for listening.